He told that this desire is like a witch. And what does a witch do? What should she do? When any person gets, he or she gets haunted by a ghost, what happens? You may feed that person as much amount of food you want, but that person stays unhealthy, skinny. And people wonder, oh, he can finish drums and drums of foodstuff, but he's not gaining any health. What happens? Instead of he eating that food, that ghost, he eats all that food. But nobody can diagnose that. Similarly, this desire which is sitting in our heart, the desire of pratishtha, for name and fame, it eats away all the fruit of chanting, remembering, engaging in the limbs of devotional service. But we don't even notice this. Years and years pass by following this process and we don't realize anything. Why? Because we don't really eat. The goose, the fish which is sitting in our heart is eating. So Mahaprabhu is forbidding that a devotee should be very careful. And on the contrary, what else he should be doing? He should be ready to give honor to everyone, appropriate honor to everyone. If he doesn't do that, then what will happen? His heart will never become peaceful. So these two things are very important. And what more he should do? Manase, through mind, always, constantly, 24 hours, while he's waking, in his sleep, in his dreams, he should simply think about Krishna, about Krishnam, always about serving Krishna. And through his internal form, through his spiritual internal form, what he should do? Radha Krishna Seva, serving the divine couple in Vrindavan. So these are the instructions which Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, appearing to be just four lines, but they contain all the essence of service for Raghunath. And later, Sri Sarup Damodar, he very nicely explained all these things to Raghunath Das. He continues to stay in Jagannath Puri for 16 years. And later in that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave him Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to worship. How? He considered Govardhan Shila like Brijendranandan Shyamasundar himself. Non-different from Krishna, exactly Krishna himself. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would keep that Govardhan Shila on his eyes, sometimes on his heart, when he used to feel the pangs of separation from him. So that Shila he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami and gave the Gunjamala. Upon receiving this wonderful gift from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling so much ecstasy that how Mahaprabhu is so merciful to him that he has given him his worshipable Lord. Who? Krishna himself. And by giving Gunjamala, what he has done? He has actually given him Srimati Radhika, or has given him the service of Srimati Radhika. So Raghunath Das Goswami was now completely overwhelmed with the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was serving Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala.
Very good. Very good. After that, what became? Happy days went on. Mahaprabhu's purpose was soft. Advaitacharya sent him a poem that you're all are now fulfilled. You should come back to Golok Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu anyhow always observed in Gambhira, always beating Krishna, Krishna like that, with Sarup Damodar and Rao. After some time, he left this world. All the associates began to weep, and whole Jagannath Puri became like a desert. Gradually, Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramanund, Gadadhar Pandit even, they passed away. After that, Raghunath was there, but he wanted to die in separation mode. Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, all always weeping. He wanted to die, but how he can die? So he left Jagannath Puri and came to Vrindavan. He wanted to climb up on the Govardhan and to fall down and to give birth. Or he should jump in Jamuna. But Jamuna, no river, dry. And in the meantime, Rupa Sanatan met him and consoled him. I also wanted to die, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, die will not do. It will not give you love and affection for Krishna. So please follow us. Be in Radha Kund and always home. And he became to do. After some time, what became? Rupa Goswami also. Sanatana Goswami. Oh, they went to their Lord Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu in Svetdina and Golo. Then he was so much upset. And he began to chant a slok like that. Yeah. Dayate Mahag Sunyayate Mahagostam Gridam Ajgarayate Vyagratundayate Kundam Jivas. Oh, in separation of Sri Rupa Goswami, where I will be? No shelter at all. I left all these shelters and I was taking in the lost center, shelter of Rupa and Sanatana, they have also left. Why should I do it? Now I took shelter in the Govardhan, but now he is like and ghost means braja. What? Like?
Desert.
And Giriraj like serpent. Python. Radha Kunda? Oh, try this. What should I do? And this, reminding his pastimes of Radha Krishna, Ashtakadi Leela, he saw Rati Manjari. And the service of Rati Manjari, remembering, and he went in transcendental world. Bolo Raghunath Das Goswami ki. If you want to be a pure devotee, you should always remember the instructions of Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami and his life and career. Then you can be love and affection for Krishna. Also today is the birthday of Vishwanath Chakravartita. But only who was Raghunandan? Who was one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? High class of learned. And he was teacher of Sangeet Vidya like also. Always living with Mahaprabhu. So, when he was dancing once, his ankle belt and it went 3 or 6 miles away from there, and there became a very big pond. Still in his birthplace, we went there and we saw the glories of Raghunandan, always with Mahaprabhu. He had some connection with Mukunda and Mukunda Ghosh, Basu Ghosh, all were related to him. Always pleasing Mahaprabhu. He has a tree, Kadamba tree. Only 2 flowers used to be there daily. And he used to take and to serve his Thakurji. And also, once he was serving conjugal or Mahaprabhu, conjugal perhaps. And so many coconut fruits were brought there. One of the servants brought, and he kept on wash and kept in the door. Oh, he came very furious. The dust here coming and touching these, all are coming and the food dust are coming, and so you should throw it out. He was so pure. So anything pure can be given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he will offer anything, if your heart is not pure, he will not take. Krishna will never take. So Raghunandan was like this. Raghunandan is your father, or you are son of Raghunandan, that same person. To whom? Mukunda. Mukunda was son of Raghunandan. But Mahaprabhu asked Raghunandan, you are son of Mukunda or Mukund is your son? He told that I am son of Mukund. Mukund was father. So he told, I am son of my son. Why? Because he brought me to you. So those who brings to Krishna, he is really like a father. So there are so many. Now Vishwanath and brief you should talk. Very brief. Only some teaching. In 5 minutes, not more than. And dance should be ready. Drama. They should be ready swiftly. In a moment I will tell them to do. Very interesting, but very high class of teachings are in this. Very short.
So, today's disappearance day of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Gurudev ordered me to discuss something about his teachings. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, for sadhakas, he composed so many books like Bindu, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Ujjal Nilmani Kiran, and Bhagavata Amrit Kana.
When he made it?
Before he coming in Vrindavan.
When he was a student in his school of his Gurudev.
Yeah.
His father and Gurudev were same.
And Raghavatma Chandrika, Madhurya Kadambini, and so many commentary like commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of Bhagavad Gita, commentary of Bhakti Samit Sindhu, commentary of Ujjal Nilmani, commentary of Chaitanya Charitamritam.
So, and Stava Amrita Lahari.
And Stava Amrita Lahari, so many prayers for Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and their Mahasri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their associates.
Also, he is the manifestation of Rupa Goswami. Parkiyabadi, most strong.
He was manifestation of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad and established Paramore mood. So, at that time, there so many Vaishnavas, they became furious. Oh, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has told about Sakyavad, but Chakravarti Thakur is going against of Jiva Goswami Pad and preaching Parakiyabad or Paramore mood. Oh, we have to kill him. Na rahega bas, na bajegi basuri. If we kill him, then he could not preach anymore Parakiyabad or Paramore mood. But Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has told in his writing, Shichya likhitam kinchit, kinchit likhitam parechya. I am writing something for my own mood, and something I am writing for others who are unqualified to understand this paramore mood. The Vaishnavas who could not understand the Jiva Goswami's mood, they thought that Chakravarti Thakur is quite opposite of Jiva Goswami, so we have to kill him. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, being in Vrindavan, used to do parikrama of Vrindavan dham every day, about 5 crores. So one day he was doing parikrama, that Vaishnavas hide themselves inside a grove with some eggs and sticks. When he will pass through in this grove, we shall kill him, then none can understand. So in this Vishwanath Chakravarti was doing parikrama, and he entered that through that grove was passing. In the meantime, they became ready to kill Chakravarti Thakur. And they saw one teenage girl and asked, Lali, have you seen Chakravarti Thakur? The teenage girl mildly replied, oh, and tell what is your identification? Who are you? She told, oh, I am from Javad. My Swaminiji has sent to me to collect some flowers, so I came here. And she passed through a little bit and smilingly disappeared. After that, they saw again Chakravarti Thakur. Then they understood that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is not an ordinary person. So then they came to him and full flat on his lotus feet and asked for forgiveness and took initiation from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and told, "Please excuse me." Then Chakravarti Thakur, he was not stopped by them and he preached Parakyamud freely, no obstacle at all. So for sadhakas, he wrote Madhurya Kadambini. In Madhurya Kadambini, he gave us some highlights how we can advance in Krishna consciousness. When we took first initiation from Gurudev, Gurudev told, "You will chant 16 rounds a day, you will respect Vaishnavas and do arati, etc., etc." Then we became very enthusiastic. "Oh, now today I became Vaishnav." And he completed his round at first. After that, going to sleep or for prasad. Family member or mother or anyone is calling, "Prabhu, please come. Oh, my dear son, please come and take prasad." No, I have to finish my rounds. Unless until I will not finish my rounds, I am not able to take prasad." And she became very enthusiastic. Just like our Guru Bhargava has given example. When you send your small boy to school and you have given one book, a red book like A for apple, B for bat, C for cat, D for deer, he went to school and he learned 4-5 alphabets and teacher patted him, "Oh, you are very good boy, extremely intelligent." When he came back his house, "Oh," became very happy, "Oh, I am very good boy." And next day when he went to school, he could not answer properly. Then teacher twist his ear. Coming back, look like very doom. Mother is calling, "Oh my dear son, what happened?" And next third day doesn't like to go to school. Similarly, when he took initiation, then he became very enthusiastic. It is called Utsaha Mohi. After some days, we could not complete our rounds, headache came, and could not understand some philosophy. Then it became Ghanotarala, sometimes thick and sometimes thin, sometimes so much enthusiastic, sometimes nothing, a little bit. So Ghanotarala. And after that, next stage called Buddha Vikalpa, means indecision. What shall I do? Today is the appearance day of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. We have heard so many things. Being in household life, our love and affection will be divided in so many places. Better, I shall take renounce order. So many renounced person is traveling with Gurudev. I will be in their party. Then I can serve Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Divine Kapila properly. And next moment, when Gurudev leave from here, next moment going house, "Oh, what shall I do? Aho me pitaro vriddho. Oh, my parents are quite old. And if I leave this house, then my wife will be like widow. Who will take care for her? And my kids, they're quite small. When I used to come back from my business, then he used to come in broken language, 'Dad, a candy please.' So who will take care of them?" So now he is in decision. Shall I be in renounced life or in household life? This stage is called Buddha Vikalpa. When you are doing bhajan, sometimes renunciation comes in our mind, sometimes not. It's called Buddha Vikalpa. After that, Vishaya Sangara. During bhajan, sometimes seeing this material thing, sometimes I overcome of them and sometimes they defeat us. Sometimes we defeated by material desire, sometimes we conquered material desire. It's called Vishaya Sangara. Vishaya means material thing, Sangara means fighting with them. Vishaya Sangara. After that, Taranga Rangini. Taranga Rangini means, after that, Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means, if you disjoin sandhi, niyam plus akshama, niyamakshama. You took some vow, "I shall do this, do that, and after that I'll do this, do that, everything." Like in rule and regulation, When you are chanting and doing archan or meditating, you should not give up at that time and should not stood up and should not do in other words. If your Gurudev will come, then or any elevated Vaishnava will come, you have to must give up that service, even you are doing archan of deity, and have to come and respect Gurudev or elevated Vaishnavas, and taking permission from them have to go there. Otherwise, you could not advance in Krishna consciousness. Just like I am giving one example, in ancient India there was a king named Indradyumna. Giving up his household life, he went to jungle and was meditating. At that time, Agastya Rishi was passing through that area. King Agastya Rishi, he opened his eyes once and closed again. Then Agastya Rishi came and told, "Oh, what kind of devotee you are? I am Agastya Rishi Jagat Guru. You are not respecting me. You are sitting like an elephant. You must be elephant." And he became elephant, and you know in form Srimad Bhagavatam, the fighting between elephant and crocodile, that same Indradyumna Maharaj was elephant. So he took some vow, but could not maintain. He, Agastya Rishi has come, his duty was to stood up and respect him, welcome him, but he could not do so. They too, he had, in his mind it was, "I took vow that I shall break my vow," which is Niyama Kshama. And Tarangarangini, in Tarangarangini, when he overcome all these stages, after that he is chanting, and sometimes during chanting, remembering, some test is coming from material desire. Then he is not defeated by them, but yes, he is releasing those tests. This is called Tarangarangini. Taranga means waves, rangini means to play. He has seen that waves of material desire playing, but could not affect him. It is on earth, in sadhak stage, this must be there. When will more advanced in Krishna consciousness, under guidance of a bona fide Gurudev, being in a good association, then will overcome of the six stages. Still there are some anarthas there. It's called loy, vikshep, apratipatti, kasai, rasasad. What is loy? Loy means to sleep. Just like Gurudev gave us initiation and told, "Tomorrow Pundarika will do fire sacrifice." Before that, you can chant your Gayatri mantras by finger, which Gurudev had showed you. And Gurudev gives some outline, you meditate this and that. So you covered your hand with cloth and are meditating. And that time, sleepiness comes. You forget when you start to chant your Gayatri mantras. Sometimes you are chanting, you ever forget that what mantra you are chanting, your mind went to your business. Sometimes your mind went to whom you called 10 days before or 20 years before, your mind went there. And especially you fall asleep. In meditation or smaran you become more sleepy, and when you are hearing Harikatha, I have seen also during Harikatha Gurudev, somebody is going to trance. Though they are not in trance in Murulamba, yet they are going in trance. This also category of loy. And when you do kirtan, then less sleep. Very rare chance for sleeping. So more sleepness will come kirtan to shravan, and more will come shravan to smaran. This is called loy. Vikshep. Vikshep means
very short. Try to finish. Time is over.
Vikshep means, V means specially, and special way, Kshep means obstacle. When we are doing Savan, Kirtan, etc., at that time, you could not attention properly. This is called Vikshep. Or Pratipatti. What you are hearing from class, from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, could not accept properly. You are hearing, and next moment you forget. It is called apratipatti. Kasai. Though there is no law except apratipatti, there is some fault. And rasasad, and sometime material taste is coming, it is called rasasad. When all this will go, then bhakti bhavati noistiki, then nishtha will come. After the Ruchi Asapti, etc., we shall hear from Gurudev Lacharan. Hare Krishna. Bansha Kalpaturika.
One most important thing of Srila Vishwanath Chakar Thakur, that he sent Baldev Vidyabhushan in Jaipur. There were so many things in opposition of Radha and Krishna. Oh, Radha Krishna is not married by Indian culture, by reciting mantras and everything. So, in temples, Radha and Krishna should not be worshipped. And Gaudiya Vaishnava are no Vaishnava Sampradaya. They have no Vedanta Sutra commentary. So, king was very upset. He was disciple of Gaudiya Vaishnava. He sent a message to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But he was too old and he did not want to give up Vrindavan. So he sent Baladev Vidyabhushan. And he went there in a night. He wrote Govinda Bhashya, very weak, very authentic, with so many proofs. And he established that O Radha Krishna, love is pure and we should serve Radha and Krishna together. And he defeated all opposite party of Sri Sampradaya and others. So this was the biggest thing of. And he did more so many things. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki. Now dramas plays, they should begin at once. And you should do kirtan of Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal. Very soon, in a moment.
Jai Jai Murali Manohar Nandalala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Jai Jai Murali Manohar Nandalala. Jai Jai Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Jai Gurudev. Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Jai. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare. Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohar Nandalala. Murali Manohar. Sakhi Nandan Jaya Gaura Hari Jaya Sakhi Nandan Jaya Gaura Hari Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Jai Sachinandan Jaya Gaura Hari Sachinandan Jaya Gaura Hari
announcement, the devotees can obtain Śrīla Gurudev's lectures. We are sending out lectures every day almost. If you have email, please give your email address to Śrīmatī Śyamarāṇī Didī or Radhika Didī. Also, we will send more reports, so anyone who is already receiving on the Harikatha list, they can also subscribe to this new email distribution network, and you will receive even more nectar. Only thing you have to do, give your email address to Śyamarāṇī Didī or Radhika Didī. Also, anyone who wants to distribute flyers for inviting guests and devotees for programs, there is a standard flyer, Śyamarāṇī Didī. A standard flyer has been made available on floppy disk. Those of you who have centers in Fiji or Sydney or any place in the world, you can obtain floppy disk from Śyamarāṇī Didī and take it to your place, and you can easily use it for invitations for festivals. Hare Krishna. Yeah, they are ready.
Hare Krishna, tomorrow will be fire sacrifice, 8:30 a.m. in Giriraj Gaudiya Math. Whoever taken initiation, I am requesting them to assemble there and participate in fire sacrifice. Hare Krishna. And today somebody has took initiation, but due to Hari could not announce their name. We shall announce their name tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Now drama, they can start drama, please.
For the pleasure of Śrīla Gurudev and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Sannyasis, we will try to present a story at one disciple's relationship with her Guru Maharaj, inspired by the story that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami Pad about the astrologer who approached the poor man with some wonderful news of his father's inheritance. However, he warned him not to search for that wealth in the north, south, or west, but only to dig for that treasure in the east, and thus he would be assured of all success. We have tried to include as much Krishna Tattva as possible, especially Krishna's Rupa Madhuri as described in Vainagita, and the reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 4. So we sincerely hope that you accept our humble offering. Gaura Pramandi, Hari Hari Bol.
Sankara bhitare hori ayati nu ami tha Bhavani Jajan Kanamaha Jane Pataiya Dile Tumi Pataiya Dile Tumi.
I'm so unfortunate, Lord, that I have fallen into this material world. But one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to deliver me. Seeing me so fallen and wretched, he took pity on me. Seeing me bereft of everything and just about to give up my life, he gave me some wonderful news, which gave me new life. Treasure.
Actually, that treasure is within your very self.
In myself? But how can I realize that wealth?
It is very easy. Just give up all of your sinful activities and chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the easiest, fastest, and only recommended way of obtaining Krishna Prema, love of God, which is the recommended goal of life in this dark age of Kali. So chant and be happy.
Oh yes, I will certainly try. But then, I was such a fool that I forgot these instructions and I began to deviate towards the south. Oh, Gurudev, I have one question.
Yeah?
Well, there's this one boy who I've been observing for quite some time, and his name is Shyama Sundar Das. He's one of your dearest sons, and he's always serving in so many nice ways, and he can sing so nicely. And I was thinking that he would be a very good husband for me, and then I could assist him in his service to you in Krishna's service. And all of our children will offer for Krishna's service. And this way I can dedicate my body, mind, and family, and everything I own at your lotus feet.
Oh, my dear darling daughter, don't go in that direction. There are terrible hornets there that will bite you. Don't try to enjoy married life. You have already had uncounted husbands and uncounted children, an uncounted life filled with uncounted misery. Do you want to continue suffering? Actually, I've arranged for one sweet boy to be married to you. He won't cause you any pain and suffering. He will give you eternal bliss. His name is Krishna. He is the most beautiful boy in all of the three worlds. In fact, his beauty cannot be described by comparison. It cannot even be described by words, but I shall try. Barhapitam natavaravapu karnio karnikaram vibratvasa karnikakapisam by Jayantim Jamalam, Ranjan Venu, Ador Sudaya, Pranyan Gopavindar, Vindaranyam Swapadaramanam, Pravisad Gita Kirtahi.
Shyamasundara has now entered the forest of Vrindadevi accompanied by his sakas. The whole forest has become alive. Oh, how beautiful he looks with his curls of black hair woven into a top knot, decorated with pearls and jewels and crowned with peacock feathers in the shape of a half moon, giving the impression of a rainbow on a newly formed cloud. On his golden pitambara, which is most splendidly resplendent, like lightning adorns his body, his complexion of which certainly defeats the colour of any monsoon cloud. On his broad chest, a beautiful Vajanti mala swings gently and gracefully. He wears a mildly aromatic yellow canara flower behind his ear, thereby increasing his beauty of his peerless youth.
Rest of your life, okay?
Oh, yes, Gurudev. But then I was such a fool that forgetting this, I again became deviated. And this time I began veering off towards the north.
Oh, my darling daughter, I've noticed every day you're reading one book, very much absorbed in this book. Can you tell me what you're reading?
Well, I found this book on Hatha Yoga, and it's so interesting. I've already begun learning this greatly beneficial process, which is so conducive for Bhakti Yoga. I was thinking that I could take up teaching it as a profession, and then I could make so much money to help you in your preaching projects. What do you think, Gurudev?
Oh, my dear daughter, don't go down that path. There's a very poisonous python there that will devour you. Don't hanker for anything other than what I've given you. I've already given you that highest treasure. Cherish this for the rest of your life. I don't want any money from you. All I want is your pure heart. Remember, I've already offered this to Krishna. If you're unchaste, he may even abandon you. So have one pointed devotion to Krishna. Do you understand?
Yes, Gurudev. But then, like a fool, I again became deviated. And this time, I began to veer off towards the west. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe Govinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri.
Who taught you this? Did I teach you this?
Oh, Gurudev, I met one Babaji in Raj.